When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
This young guy reached out to me, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I knew his dad from here, actually. And he had a hell of a story to tell about a young man who works his ass off, who has a roofing company, who has a baby, who does great work, and is like, what is it, Patrick, 30 days from getting his green card, 30 days?
Really close.
Right?
I think it was less than.
Wow. And he's from where? Where'd you say?
From Nicaragua? Ecuador.
Ecuador. And so... ice grabs him. And once that happens, the big freak out happens. Because, Patrick, as we've seen, they've kind of gone old school, to be honest. There's this ebb and flow of the law. Before Trump, he's cool. After Trump, no.
Right, exactly.
And because of that, honestly, we talked to Ian 100 times, and of course his attorney's become one of my friends, Joseph Patrick Murphy, about him and Luis, and if we would ever hear from Luis again, and there was some trepidation, but he's back, and he's out, and he's home, and he's with my man Ian, and they're together. Hi, Ian, how are you, brother?
Hey, what's up, Marty, how you doing?
Man, you've been through hell.
Yeah, not as much as the guy who's sitting next to me.
That's the damn truth. For folks just tuning in, kind of give us the chronology of how this happened and what went down. It's important.
My friend Luis came here from Ecuador, and he tried to do it the right way and got into the SIJS program. He came here as a juvenile. So he got into a program for juveniles and afforded himself deferred action and a work permit. And he got himself on a visa waiting list, and the deferred action, he got himself, awarded himself basically the protection from being deported while he waited for his visa. He behaved himself for many years, ended up building himself a good roofing company, met a girl, had a baby, and on this past January, he was arrested outside of a Lowe's for simply grabbing materials despite having deferred action and being in the SIJS program. He has been in Moshannon Valley since January 15th, and he just got out on bail on Friday.
By the way, everything he said is 1,000% spot on. And I guess as we've learned along the way, because you and I have now become friends, is that if this is during Biden, he's cool. But during Trump, he's not cool. And most people, including him, weren't prepared for that change, were they? Including you.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, under the last couple of presidents, he would have been fine with SIJS and deferred action. But what are these guys supposed to do? Is he supposed to up and leave the country because of a policy change? Or, you know, that's kind of where this becomes a gray area, Marty.
It's true, man. And by the way, so people know this, is he less than 30 days from his work permit, his visa?
Right now it says 45 days.
45.
But kind of how it works with this visa thing is it doesn't mean it's 45 days in like real time, you know?
Yeah.
It could end up being 90. It could end up being 180. It's hard to say.
But for now, he's free.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you say he speaks a limited English.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of English. You want to say hello?
Yes. Luis, hello.
Hello, Mati. Thank you for hearing me.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I feel good now.
You're good.
How are you?
I know your story better than you probably think, but I know you're a father. I know you're great friends with my man, Ian. I know you have a new baby, and I know you want to stay here in America. Don't you want to stay in America?
Yes.
Yes. And you love America, don't you?
Yes. I want to stay right here, 100%.
And you've done, and Ian, he's done everything the right way, hasn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. Up until, again, that's where it's a gray area because of the policy change. No, but yeah, in our eyes, he's done everything correctly.
You got him out with my friend Joseph Patrick Murphy. What day was that? Friday afternoon.
Yes, sir. Friday afternoon.
Was he? You were there. Was he overjoyed?
Yeah, it was a pretty awesome moment, and it was worth every penny.
I forget the logistics. Have you been watching the baby?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. More like helping out with getting groceries and diapers and things like that. But it's been, what's the saying? It takes a village. It's kind of been a big effort from everybody, you know?
And when is his next hearing? When?
Hearing, we're not sure. When he walked out of the prison, he was given a paper that says he has 48 hours to report to the ICE office. So after we hang up with you, that's where Mr. Luis and I will be going.
And I know you work together. Does he plan on continuing his business until he knows definitively what's going to happen?
Not until we talk to ICE and not until we talk to our attorney and get a little bit more advice on is it safe to move forward with working.
All right, man. I love you, man. You've been a hell of a friend. I hope he realizes how much you care about him because you do, man. Very few friends step up like you have. What motivated you, brother?
I mean, he's a good guy. I mean, we're kind of, starting to build a business together, and I saw that he did things the right way, and it's pretty unfair to just, again, have people here and have them following this path and then just up and say, all right, this path is no longer an option. I mean, what's he going to do? He has a kid. And he's a hard worker. He's not a criminal. I mean, he's better than half the kids I grew up with. So absolutely,
yeah.
I was going to fight for him.
Hell yeah, Ian. Hey, Ian, what do you say to the Americans, some Americans who hate the fact that he's here in general? What do you say to them?
What problem do you have with him? I mean, this is somebody who wants to be here legally. You cut off his legal pathway to be here. Give him another legal pathway and he'll follow it. This is somebody who wants to do it right. This isn't somebody that's avoiding his check-ins and avoiding doing this the right way. You guys just cut off his path. So,
and by the way,
give him a right path and he'll follow it.
By the way, Ian is telling the damn truth. My man has a legal pathway to become a citizen in 30 to 45 days if we let him. That's the truth, is it not, Ian?
110%.
My brother, congrats. Luis, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hang in there. We're there for you, man. Whatever you need, we will help you. All right, Ian?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, fellas, go get him.
Thanks.
It's a hell of a story.
Hell of a story.
Yeah. Still kind of tenuous.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
I mean, we spent a lot of time in this illegal situation, and I have spent a lot of time in this case. Quite frankly, we brought the attorney into it. I brought Ian into it, and that's the first time we've heard from Luis. I love the man. I love his work ethic. I love his commitment to family. He pays taxes. He works his ass off. He has employees. They do a hell of a job. He's a really good roofer. He has a baby. He's on a path to getting a visa in like 30 days. So he's not what you would call your typical illegal. I mean, I think at some point we have to have some compassion and say, looks like he was doing the right thing. Don't you, folks? We had the same thing with the young man with Oakmont Bakery. Patrick, I forgot. What was his name? Jose.
Yeah, Jose, yeah. Flores.
But Jose was illegal. He kind of became an illegal, and he self-deported. This ain't that. This young man came in here as a juvenile, went into this program that protected juveniles, and then deferred him now that he's an adult and allow him to have a visa in 30 days. And the ICE folks picked him up and said, hell with that, we're going to deport you before that 30-day window expires. In enters Joseph Patrick Murphy and saves his ass, quite frankly. And now they're in the process. I hope. But by the way, I had no idea he looked this young. I've never seen him, and we have a picture posted. He looks like he's 12. He sounds like a very good young man. But with the Sorreo thing, he was illegal. And quite frankly, I talked to several lawyers about his case. It was touch and go if he'd ever become a citizen. We interviewed him and his wife. Good guy, worked hard. He made a choice. He decided to go back to Nicaragua. Now, there was some angst. I'll be honest, and Patrick knows this because I told him first. He didn't come in illegal. He went as a border, went to a border agent. Look, he got jacked with just like all the other folks have been jacked with by ICE. They're doing their job, though, the ICE guys that I know. They work their asses off. They're told, arrest a guy, they arrest a guy. Mark Sorreo, who's my man, he's my brother. He could be in my family. Same genetic, same work ethic, same family values. He took up for him. He worked his ass off for him, man. He got him out of jail, got him back in the... And let me be blunt regarding Jose. He had a year to work this out. He did. So whether or not he was going to become a citizen, he had a year to work it out. He decided, and we all make choices, brothers. He decided to go home. Let me add this caveat to it, and this is the truth. His mom is very sick. If my mom was dying, and I had a little money, and I was had a chance to see her before she died, and I could establish a business there, and I wasn't really set in America, what would you do? I'm going to see my mom. Sorreo is the man. And for the folks who raised money for him, I don't know that they're disappointed. He used it. He's using it to establish a new life. I don't know that folks necessarily raised the money for him to become what they believed to be a citizen, and now they felt like they got ripped off. I don't know. I heard some of that angst. I did. But most people wanted him to be happy. We did the kind of the dollar to, I don't know what they have there. Is it pesos? I have no idea. I apologize for being ignorant. But in their dollars, he's worth about $3.7 million, just so folks know this. I hope he's okay. I hope he's happy. I'm not like a lot of Americans. If you're a felon, like they arrested a guy in Bridgeville a couple weeks ago who was a kidnapping suspect. To hell with him. Send him back. Get the hell out of here. And they snagged up on a drug dealer. Get the hell out of here. But for the guys who are taking jobs that you don't want, and that's really what this is, I'm not yelling and screaming. But everybody has a different value system and a different idea of what is right and what is wrong. But the truth is we have two men that we've taken up for, quite frankly. And I like them both because they have that work ethic. I felt the same thing with Jose, didn't you, Patrick? And his wife, wonderful woman.
Absolutely.
Your son knew them both.
Yeah, my son worked with both of them.
Liked them both.
Loves them.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's gone. And we'll never see him again. I hope he's happy. We're going to find out what happens with my man this morning, Luis. What did he say? He has to check in right now?
Yeah, he's got to check in today.
And his attorney just texted me. He'll know something by 1 o'clock. All right. We'll see. We follow what we can. In about 5 minutes, we're going to talk live to County Council President Pat Catino. I've known Pat forever, have supported Pat forever. He's running for a state seat. He's in big trouble for a flyer he sent out. County Council's asking him to resign his position as president. He's under harsh criticism. For the first time, you will hear from Pat Catino live right after the break.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I've known Pacatina at least 10 years, at least. I've always liked him, big time. Always supported him, big time. Always. It's just the truth. He's under fire, quite frankly. I've never seen this kind of stuff before. Yeah, I have. It's the far left, quite frankly, coming after Pacatina. They want him out. They want him gone. And the far left wants him to drop out of the race. They want him to resign over a flyer that he sent out. You know those mailers you get? He's running for a state house seat. And the last minute candidate, he's talking about his opponent. My opponent is a last minute candidate supported by an extremely left group that advocates for transgender athletes in our sport. Okay? It's that line that has the far left, I mean, going insane over this, by the way. The candidate running against him, she's backed by a far left groups, including the Stonewall Democrats, Steel City Stonewall Democrats, and a number of socially progressive groups. He's running against a woman who's an attorney from Robinson County. I don't know her at all, which doesn't mean anything. Brittany Blome, she's an attorney. Pat Catena joins me live. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
So let's just be honest about this. I have been supportive of you for at least a decade, and I would, in fact, call you a friend. I think that's fair, right?
Yes, that's very fair. But honestly, Marty, I mean, you know me, and a leader obviously takes responsibility for their actions, and whether that's words or whatever they may do. And unfortunately, I own this. I understand. I mean, I made a mistake, and it caused hurt and disappointment. And for that, I apologize. I'm sincerely sorry. I mean, it was an error in judgment, and it shouldn't have happened. But obviously, words are words. I need to double down and show the people that I am a person that truly cares. I've always been a person that truly cares. Public service is really all about listening, and I try to listen to as many people as possible, and I'm listening and learning now. And honestly, I try to treat everybody with dignity and respect. I mean, there's going to be disagreements on policy issues. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to lead with compassion and accountability. And like I said, I own this, and I'm sincerely sorry for it.
Hey, Pat, this came out in a flyer. Who made that choice to put that in the flyer, sir?
It was made by the campaign. So, but the accountability starts with the leader, I mean, Marty. So I'm the leader, and I own it. And like I said, it's me. So I'm the one that apologized at the end of the day. And it wasn't my intention. And I know I offended and hurt a lot of people. And I'm very sorry about it.
Hey, Pat, are you getting the threats from the far left community? I heard you are, sir.
Hate speech. I mean, all of that. I mean, I expect in any time you're in public office, unfortunately, I mean, you get stuff like that. It's to be expected. I mean, it's.
But hold on. Let's be blunt here. You are getting threats from people who are mad at you about this flyer in this rhetoric, are you not, sir? That's fair.
Well, people are very mad about it, and they have a right to be. I mean, like I said, I can only say I'm sorry. I've sent out an apology. A leader needs to be responsible for his actions, and that's what I'm trying to do here in this case. But like I said, words are words, and I need to demonstrate to people that I'm truly sorry for my actions.
Do you think this jeopardizes this race for State House 45th District, sir?
Look, I've been in government a long time, 10 years as basically as Carnegie Borough Council president, 10 years with the county. I have a lot of experience, and I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and I try to make a difference and try to make things better. Yes, I'm human. I make mistakes, and I made an error in judgment in this, and I can't apologize enough for it, but I'm hopeful that, I mean, my record for the past 20 years speaks for itself.
Pat? We lost him?
No, I'm still here, Marty.
Oh, sorry, my man. You dropped out. So you're going to stay in the race, my man?
Yes.
Hey, Pat, I got a couple texts from high-ranking folks, and I'm guessing you're hearing the same thing, that county council is going to vote to ask you to step down as the county council president. Will you do that if asked, sir?
I'm not going to speculate on rumors. I mean, that's exactly what they are, rumors. So, I mean, if that's what they want to do, I mean, they can do it. But like I said, I'm not going to speculate on rumors.
And we have to address the rhetoric in the flyer. Where do you stand on men and women's sports and women's locker rooms? Where do you stand, sir?
Well, like I said, at this point in time, I need to apologize for my actions because it was obviously, I mean, inappropriate for me to comment in that way. And I want to stick to the facts of the matter that I offended people. I truly did. I mean, the comments that were made caused a lot of hurt and disappointment, and that really wasn't my intent. But it is what it is at this point in time. And like I said, I can't sincerely apologize enough for that, because it caused a lot of hurt. And I have talked to a lot of people, and I know they're very hurt. And I feel very sorry for them, because I shouldn't have stated what I said.
Pat, you're not answering my question, sir. Do you support men and women's sports and men and women's locker rooms?
Well, I don't, I mean, at this point in time, uh-huh. I mean, I want inclusivity. I mean, I made a mistake, so I want inclusivity. And we need to have a discussion about inclusivity. How do we include people?
Yep.
I mean, that's what the bottom line is. No one should be excluded from anything. So we need to figure out what to do to make things better and have difficult policy discussions.
It is.
And because that's what it comes down to. It's a policy discussion. I mean, we need to, I mean, you don't want to exclude anybody from anything, but you need to figure out what the solution actually is. I'm not sure what the solution actually is, but I don't want to exclude people. I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to cause more hate out there. I mean, that's not the solution. So we need to figure out what it is.
Hey, Pat, just so I'm clear, you're staying in the race, right?
Correct.
And Pat, council can do what council can do. You're not going to comment on this discussion of
council can do what council can do. This is a state house race. This has nothing to do with county council. I mean, over the years, there's been plenty of things that have happened outside of county council. I mean, a member wanting to burn police cars, things like that always happen outside of county council. And I'm not going to attack someone over their free speech that they do outside of county council. I mean, whether it's what have you. I mean, it's in my case, it was very inappropriate, but I'm not going to comment on something like that. I mean, it is what it is.
Is it also fair for me to say that they are trying to use this one statement in one mailer to destroy you, sir? Is that fair? Are they trying to destroy you? Are they trying to destroy you?
I think that's fair. I mean, based upon the hate speech and based upon everything that, I mean, look, I'm human. I make mistakes. Yep. I'm not perfect. I wish I was.
Yep.
And the only person that was perfect, they crucified.
Yep.
So I need, but I make mistakes and I need to learn from them. And I need to, I mean, when you do that, I mean, leaders take responsibility for their actions. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I mean, say I'm sorry and prove to the people that I want the opportunity to earn back their respect.
Is your family upset about these threats, sir? I know we've gone down this road before.
Oh, my poor family. I mean, having a life in politics, it obviously impacts your family. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It takes a toll on everybody when things like this happen. So I just try to do my best with everybody on a daily basis and try to take care of my family as much as I can. I mean, obviously we celebrated Mother's yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And I have a 74-year-old mother at home that lives with me that I take care of that had a stroke a few years ago.
Yep.
So I'm forever thankful that she's still in my life. I mean, there are ups and downs like any family. I heard you talking about your wife and how she takes care of her parents.
She does.
And I'm in a similar boat. So I have a son that lives, I mean, that I work with and take care of. And,
and
politics is tough nowadays.
It's
very difficult.
It is, brother. Pacatina, thanks for being honest, brother. Appreciate you, man.
You're welcome. Take care, Marty.
My man stepped up. Hang in there, Anthony. Trump just told CBS that he wants to drop the gas tax. It's about 18 cents a gallon. And the state tax is almost 60 cents a gallon, which is kind of wild. Trump wants to do it. I've texted both DeLuzio and McCormick. I've been hearing from McCormick actually all morning, Senator McCormick. I want to see if he has the congressional support to pull it off. He can't just do it on his own. Cost about $500 billion a day if they cut the tax by 18 cents a gallon. That's a political move because Trump's in the crapper right now, the lowest ratings of any president in history. I say keep it in place. At some point, we're going to have to pay for it. It just adds to the damn deficit. But that's just me. Anthony, thanks for your patience. Jump in here on Katina.
Well, I just happened to tune in, and I'm hearing you two, and I'm thinking he said some of the most vile, disgusting things ever about his opponent.
No.
Now, if this isn't true that his opponent feels this way, then he could be criticized for that. But his comments about males playing in female sports is correct. Males should not be playing in female sports.
Yeah, he changed his mind, period. Though. You heard him. Obviously, he's gotten all this blowback, to your point. And as a result of the blowback, he's now changed his mind and said it needs to be discussed.
Well, now he's wishy-washy.
He is, sir.
Now that would make me not vote for him.
Yes, sir.
Because stick. You, that's a common sense thought. Males should not be participating in female sports.
And hold on.
This is a new phenomenon.
Hold on. In the Marty Griffin's world, it's a non-starter. I mean, I got a lot of other stuff going on than worrying about like 12 athletes in the whole state of Pennsylvania and less than 400 in the whole damn country. Why don't we worry about costs? Why don't we worry about taxes, roads and bridges, my brother? The cost of an education, the cost of gasoline and all that stuff. Instead, he's about to get his ass kicked because of a statement put on a flyer. And that's why he's scared to death. And that's why he's apologizing.
You're right. He should have been discussing
right
about
on.
How Sarah Inamorato and that crowd
right
increased our taxes.
Right on.
Yes. Yeah. Now, he was trying to ingratiate himself to some people like myself.
Right on.
With
moderates.
That topic. But, but that's last on, that's about 15th on my list of complaints about what's gone wrong in the country.
That's what I say. So don't mess with it.
Yeah, he should have just said that was a self-inflicted wound. He didn't have to bring that up.
Hey, before you go,
and now he'll,
before you go, because I got to get, do you think Trump should, and do you think, first of all, Trump wants to drop the gas tax, about 18 cents a gallon. Is that a good idea? And does he have congressional support? And I say he doesn't, but go ahead.
No, because that's how they pay for the roads and construction through the state.
Right on.
Now, the states can do it. Shapiro could cut ours in half.
It's about 56 cents a gallon, to your point. Yeah.
Right. He could cut ours in half. Thanks, brother.
My brother. I love it, man. My friend Eileen, speaking to people I love, jump in here, please. Eileen Cunningham, Republican Party. Go ahead.
I echo what Anthony said. And, you know, he put that on a flyer because he wanted to appeal to voters.
He did.
And it's something that's in his favor. It's an 80-20 issue.
Yep.
People, you know, and not to be mean or whatever, but people know that it's unfair.
Right.
But when he got called on it from the 20, he like melted like an ice cube in a sunny day.
He
it
did.
Was ridiculous.
He did.
He made himself so weak. And 1,000 times I take responsibility for my action. Well, what's the action? Do
right.
you support it? Do you not support it?
Right.
Did you change your mind?
Right.
Of course everybody wants to be inclusive, but not at the expense of other people. So where do you stand?
Right
so he did a terrible job, and I wouldn't vote for him just for that.
And you can't, because you're a Republican.
I know.
But, and I love you. But
he
wouldn't have put it on the Eileen, my dear, like I told Anthony, on a list of 100 things, this is like 116 for me. Sorry.
Well, I've coached for 50 years, and it's near and dear to my heart.
Nah, you never coached a transgender athlete in your life. Come on, Eileen. Come on.
No, but I had to play against them, and one nearly killed my kid.
How many? One? One in 50 years? Come on.
Oh, no.
Come on, Eileen.
No.
Eileen, there's fewer than 20.
A long time ago,
Eileen. Eileen. I'm your friend, but I researched this. There's fewer than 20 in the whole state, and there's more than 2 million athletes in the whole state. Come on. It's not an issue. And to suggest one nearly killed one of your athletes is silly.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-burner gas grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.